Yeah, my name's Chelsea Halfpenny, and I'm currently playing Jenna in Waitress.
So, Chelsea, really good to talk to you. Waitress, I'm really excited about this coming to Woking because this is one that I haven't actually seen personally. So tell me a bit about the story around Waitress and also a bit about your character, Jenna, as well.
So Waitress is about Jenna Hunterson, and she is a waitress at a pie diner. She cooks bakes all the pies herself. She's like an expert pie baker. But we very quickly find out that she sort of bakes all of her problems into her pies. And sort of through the support of her workmates, Becky and Dawn, and the sort of love and friendship that they have, she starts to have to face up to her problems when a new doctor comes into town who is played by Matt Willis. The story sort of unfolds from there. It's a complete rom-com. It's really funny, really heartwarming. And the songs are written by Sarah Bareilles, who is maybe most famously known for her song called Love Song. But she wrote all the songs in that and in the show, and they're just incredible.
It sounds incredible. Really looking forward to seeing it. And what's unique about Waitress is that the creative cast, it's all female, and that's quite unusual, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. So the director, the writer, the choreographer, the writer of the song, Sarah, everyone is female. And then even with our cast, our MD, is our musical director is female, our director here is female, our like resident choreographer is female. So it's a really, yeah, it's a real treat because that, like you say, that rarely happens. So it's really lovely being surrounded by women. It's great.
And Matt from Busted as well, of course. Can't forget about
Yes,
Matt.
of course.
I know that it was the first musical to actually have a full female an all female led creative team, and it was on Broadway as well. So really special, really good. So what are your baking skills like then, Chelsea? If you're playing this role, is that something that you can sort of take into your real life? Are you a baking?
Embarrassingly, no, I'm not very good at all, and I don't know that I'll be any better by the end of this show. Luckily, the choreography is so brilliant that I think it makes it look like I'm brilliant, but I am
Right.
not.
Okay. We'll just think you're brilliant.
Maybe I'll
Yes.
learn. Maybe it'll
Yes.
sort of force me to want to do it. It definitely makes me hungry doing the show.
Yeah.
So.
I'm just thinking about all these sort of new skills you're learning through your career in acting. You know, baking, you know how to be a medical professional because of your
I
role in
mean, I wouldn't
Casualty.
go that far. I mean, I learned how to suture, but apart from that, and I wouldn't trust myself on an actual human. We had to do it on sort of like practice. I think they used like pigskin or something, but anyway,
Oh.
I wasn't great. So but that's as far as my skills go, really.
Being in Casualty, I mean, as Alicia, that must have been, quite hard, I suppose, to get your head around and get those sort of words out. I mean, those really hard medical phrases that no one actually knows and what they actually mean or how to pronounce them.
Yes, that was probably the most difficult part of doing the show was ever having to pronounce anything particularly difficult. But luckily we always had a medical advisor on set, and we had two. There was a man and a woman, and he or she would always, have a, come over and gently remind you how to pronounce the word if you're doing it wrong. But yeah, I loved playing Alicia in Casualty. I had an amazing time. Everyone's really lovely.
Yes, it's such an iconic show as well. And when you sort of
Yeah.
think about the when you watch those old episodes, I always find that, particularly some of the older episodes, you watch that, you'd be like, oh, that's so and so has gone on to do this. There's so many big
Yeah.
names that have gone through Casualty.
Yeah, definitely.
Amazing. And not your then Alicia wasn't your first role in Casualty. I believe you were in it sort of back in the day in another role, and it was that your acting debut.
Yes, well, actually, I had already been in Biker Grove for a year,
Yes.
and a director from that show was doing a couple of episodes of Casualty, so he got me the audition for the role. So yeah, but I was only 11, so when I joined again, in my 20s, it was a real, because I remember that so much when you're a child, because you'd obviously often you don't work that much. You really remember and savor the jobs. And I remember everyone. I remember everyone's names. I remember every day how it felt. So when I was then an adult, and say I was working with, you know, a little 11-year-old or someone else, and it just brought me back so many memories of how I felt when I was doing that role. So I kind of come full circle, really.
Was it very different going back, or did you feel sort of quite familiar when you were back after all those years?
Oh no, it felt completely different because I only did one episode. Mm. So actually a lot of the cast that I worked with anyway weren't there anymore, because it was like 17 years later or 15 years later maybe. So yeah, no, it felt completely different. I still felt brand new. The only person that was still there was Derek Thompson, who plays Charlie, who's obviously been he's done the show since day one. So.
Yes, he's iconic, isn't he? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Didn't I meet someone that he remembered you from when you were in it as a child?
Oh yeah, definitely. I asked him, you know, out of like out of interest, and I don't know whether he's being polite, but he said that he did. I think especially because I'm from Newcastle, I think, you know, the accent's a little bit different. So
yes,
yeah, he said he did, which was really sweet.
Yeah, so sorry for catching the Biker Grove. I mean, that's another iconic show as well. I mean, that must have been an experience for you as a child being in Biker Grove.
Yeah, I mean, I did it for 4 years, which, you know, is a big chunk of a kid's life. And I just had the best time. I learned so much. And that was sort of where I decided that I wanted to be an actor, really. And yeah, I mean, you're just surrounded by, you know, about 20 other kids that are your age, and you're just getting to have a laugh every day. So I just absolutely loved it.
It's certainly like a lot of fun, you know, watching that. I remember, you know, rushing home to watch Biker Grove as a kid. That takes me back. Yes. Quite sad when that was axed.
I know. Yeah. I mean, it ran for 20 years, which I think for a kids program is pretty epic.
Yes, of course. And it gave us Anton Deck as well, didn't it, really?
Well, exactly. Yes, exactly.
Yes. And also in Emmerdale, we know you as Amy in Emmerdale. So, you know, you've had a really varied career sort of over the years. Have you got anything that sort of stands out as your like career highlight?
If I'm honest, this job that I'm doing now has been like a dream of mine since it first opened on Broadway. I've always loved Sarah Bareilles' music, and I've always loved to sing, and I think it was something that I liked to do, but I didn't know if it would ever, you know, be part of my career. I didn't know if professionally I would be able to do it. So I think because I did 9 to 5 in the West End before the pandemic happened for about 7 months, and that was definitely a dream come true, being on the West End. It was just absolutely amazing. That was my first experience of doing a musical, but this particular show, it feels very me. I can relate to the character in a couple of ways, but also just the style of the songs feel so me that I'm finding this pretty special, to be honest. This is definitely a highlight, I think.
Okay, well, that's good. So it's like a dream come true to get that lead role.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, how did you feel when it was announced, or when you found out that, you know, you got the role? What was going through your head at that point?
Well, it was a real surprise, actually, because I auditioned for the role in March 2020, so which was just before the pandemic, sort of when we all got locked down. So to not really know anything about it until September 2021 is definitely the longest wait I've ever had from an audition. But also they announced that Lucy Jones was doing the beginning of the tour, so I sort of just said goodbye to the role in my head. I just thought, oh well, you know, she's doing it, and that's great. So when I got the call, it was completely out of the blue, and I was just eating some tomato soup and you know, having a really mundane day. And then when they called me, I think I was just in disbelief for a while. I think I was just in complete shock.
Wow. And what's it like, you know, touring the country? Because, you know, as an actor, if you're on TV, you're kind of in one sort of location, I suppose. If you're on the West End, you're in one location. But going on tour, life on the road, what's that like for you?
Yeah, well, this is my first experience of that. I'm only in my third venue so far. But I think, apart from sometimes logistically, it can be difficult packing up your bags and all of that. But I've already found a few little tricks that help with that. like buying some like suitcase separators so that you can just take your put your stuff in those little boxes, take the boxes out, and then just unzip them, and then you don't have to unpack your clothes one by one. If you know what I mean. So it just makes things a bit easier. But then other than that, getting to see new cities and being in a different theater, and the feedback is so different from each audience, from each city, that actually it keeps it sort of fresh. You really never know what to expect, whereas when you're in one theater or in one city, the vibe is sort of the same, which in some ways is lovely. You know where the laughs are going to be, you know where the silences are going to be. But in a way, this sort of keeps you on your toes because everyone is very different.
It's interesting. People in different parts of a country maybe have a different idea of what's funny and their sort of reaction to things.
Yeah, they do, exactly. And some people seem to sit into the emotional side of the show a little bit more. And some people, you really feel like they're on the edge of laughter the whole time. But I think it just, yeah, as an actor, it keeps it fresh, especially, you know, I'm sure once we have been doing it for a long time, you know, that's really lovely. It's really a good way to keep it, keep us on our toes.
Interesting. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you in Woking. You know, it's going to be really good. And I know acting runs in your family. Your auntie is Jill Halfpenny. I was actually watching her the other day on the reruns of Corey on ITV3.
I didn't know they still reran it from like that long ago.
they just showed a Millennium episode, so I think she's has Jill given you any sort of advice in your career?
Yeah, I mean, that's just, you know, especially like as an adult now, I sort of realize how special that is to have someone who's done it all, because she really has. She's done everything. To have her there for advice, I might have made some very different and perhaps bad decisions career-wise had I not had her on the end of the phone, just giving me good advice and making me sort of think differently about work. It's pretty special having her there.
And we mentioned the pandemic. You know, we can't really not mention that. I mean, as an actor, that must have been devastating, you know, when everything's locked down. I mean, how did that affect you and your life?
Yeah, I mean, like I say, I was in the West End. I was sort of living a dream that I had wanted for so long. So it definitely was devastating. But quite honestly, I don't know if you felt the same, but I think I was naive in knowing how long it was going to go on for.
Yeah.
Had I known that we'd still be being affected by it now, I think I would have found it harder. But I think, like a lot of us, I was sort of living week by week, and I wasn't sure what was going to become of it. And then I think about 6 months down the line, you know, when work, you know, bits and bobs were starting up, but not really, and theatres were still shut down, I think it really hit me then, and I thought, wow, this is going to hit this industry hard, and it really has, which is why, I don't know if you saw, but there was the National Lottery's Big Night of Musicals was on Saturday, and there was a showcase of about 14 musicals, you know, on primetime television, and I just think that was so important, and I really hope that those things happen more, because theatre really needs the support of people now, you know, if people can. We love having big full audiences, and the pandemic has, you know, has meant that shows have taken a hit, but we all love performing, and we love making people leave the theatre, you know, having had an escape for a few hours and had a laugh and things like that. So yeah, I think theatre is getting back on its feet now, which is really, really amazing.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I think more people may be thinking of going to the theatre, because, you know, after all we've been through, we need that escapism, don't we? You know, there's been a lot going on, a lot of people. Yeah. So it really does take you on a journey and takes you away from whatever's going on in your own life, really, for an evening.
Yeah, and this show is one of those. I know that a lot of people maybe haven't heard of it. It was a film, an American film, in the 2000s. But it's really funny. Like, I'm not just biased because I'm in it. I've loved it for years, like I said. And it's so brilliant. Evie Hoskins and Sandra Marvin, who play Becky and Dawn, the other two waitresses in it, are just brilliant and hilarious. And Matt Willis as Dr. Pomander. Matt's playing a part that you've probably never seen him in before. It's very different to anything he's done before. So I just think everyone should just come along just to have a laugh. It's a proper rom-com, and it's brilliant.
Absolutely. Really looking forward to it. It comes to Woking on the 14th of February. So, you know, you're going to be busy for the time being in this tour. But, I mean, what else is in the pipeline? What do we sort of see from you in the future, do you think?
You know what? At the minute, I'm doing this like for most of the year. So I'm definitely I'm only just getting my teeth stuck into this now. And because my character is basically in the whole thing, she doesn't really get a break. It's definitely sort of all consuming right now. So at the minute, I'm just concentrating on this and yeah, trying to do my best. To concentrate on this really, but we'll see as the year goes on. Hopefully some other things will come for the end of the year.
There you go. Look forward to getting back to whatever normal is. And thank you for chatting. It's been really nice to hear about you and the musical, and also your career as well. I mean, you've had some amazing roles over the years, so we're looking forward to seeing you in the New Victoria Theatre in Woking on what opens on the 14th of February. But Chelsea, thank you so much for your time today.
Brilliant. Thank you so much.